If the World Was Ending, written and read by Flower Parrish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky/Clint/Jason.
But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling and I'd hold you tight. And there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right?
The world has come to an end so many times now, and Jason is just tired of it. It's not that he wants the world to end, but it's hard to work up the fervor to care when this has become a regular occurrence, and at some point, Jason just lost the will to feel any kind of way about it at all. It helps, in some ways, that he's not a hero/antihero/rogue anymore. He knows it's true that vigilantism isn't the kind of life most people retire peacefully from, has watched 9 out of every 10 heroes who tried to retire end up returning, often in world-ending scenarios like the one they're in right now. But Jason learned that the best way to not lose control, to not lose himself, was to not put himself into situations where the violence of the Lazarus Pit could rear its head, so he's firmly retired now, and he plans to stay that way. Whether the world ends or keeps spinning, it's gonna have to do that without Jason's interference. Jason's partners are mostly retired these days, too. They're more involved in the hero world, they still console or train or whatever the hell else, but they're not usually on the ground, in the thick of things. End-of-the-world scenarios are the one time Bucky will come fully out of retirement. It's not for his own sake, or so he says, but because he doesn't like leaving Sam to face the kind of scrutiny that comes with the cap mantle in these kinds of all-eyes-on-you moments without being at his back to support him. Jason can respect that, much as he would really rather have Bucky here with him in case the world does actually end, or, Gotham forbid, someone actually lands a lucky enough hit to take him down. But he gets why Bucky goes, can respect it even, so he never protests, just kisses him fiercely goodbye, and tells him not to get himself killed, because figuring out how to bring him back to life will be a bitch and a half if he does, and they all know better than anyone what kinds of risks go along with being brought back wrong. Clint is firmly retired from the actual fighting because his body cannot handle it anymore. The least enhanced out of any of them, he was in the game long enough that Jason's sure he's got some weird magic or other enhancements in him, but nothing significant enough to compensate for the way old injuries and aging have compounded. Clint had to stop when there were a few too many close calls in a row. Their arguments over it had nearly blown up not just their relationship, but all of Clint's important friendships too. But in the end, it more or less worked out. More or less being, Clint stresses himself into such a spiral when this happens, when Bucky goes out and neither of them can have his back, when his many protégés and friends are putting their lives on the line. He almost always ends up needing to take a high enough dose of a sedative that he ends up passed out like he is now, curled half on top of Jason and drooling into Jason's shirt. It's disgusting. It's also kind of adorable, which is its own kind of gross and horrible, to be this domestic about it all, so Jason's glad those thoughts can stay in the privacy of his own mind where they belong. Still, Clint's not the only one Jason knows who had to retire from the hero business and struggles at times like this. He pulls up his message app on his phone, brushes past the brief desire to text Bucky because he'd never actually risk distracting him, and pulls up the thread with replacement instead. It's more of a fond nickname now than he ever could have imagined. They've both been replaced, and Jason's made his peace with it, even if he's not entirely sure that Tim has managed to. Jason, you at WE? Replacement. Unfortunately, no one would let me cancel all of our meetings because the world might end in the middle of them. Replacement. Apparently, if we canceled them every time there's a crisis, nothing would ever get done. Jason snorts. He can practically hear Tim's bitchy tone in his head as he reads the texts. Jason. Fair enough, TBH, they have a point. Tim sends back a middle finger emoticon, and Jason does actually laugh out loud at that. Reassured that Tim will be okay, Jason opens up an audiobook on his phone and hits play, settling his phone down on his stomach and closing his eyes. If the world does end, well, this is the way Jason would like to go out if he's honest. Comfortable in bed, curled up with at least one of his partners, and listening to a good book as he dozes. The end.
If the world was ending, you come over, right?